Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, November the 5th and the whole week ahead. Your ruling planet Venus links to Uranus and this is so good. I want you this week to spend as much time as you can with others. I want you to network, I want you to meet and greet, I want you to arrange appointments, I want you to meet people because the more people you can meet, the more opportunities will flood in from them. This is a time to, well, if you've got it, flaunt it. Here's your Sunday stars. One of those days to sort out a home or family situation, but be warned, somebody might want to throw their weight around or somebody may want to take control of a situation. Moon Mars can be particularly aggressive and angry and flip its lid for no reason at all. So this is a day to keep cool, but at the same time, make your presence felt. Don't cave in. You don't want to be a wuss. And here's your Monday stars. Well, with the Sun and Pluto aspect gathering great power and is very empowering in many ways, what a great day for you to reconstruct your finances, the way you spend money, the way you save or invest money. Anything to do with money should be done now because these stars advocate tremendous financial wealth to come. But it all starts by you sorting your cash flow out now. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, there's a lot going on now with the moon in Aquarius. This is lovely for you as a Libra. And I mean, you've got talents galore. You've got so much going for you. But you know, sometimes I just wonder if you're very lazy or you don't believe in yourself enough. Take one or the other. Well, you should. Because if you are more confident and you're less passive and more proactive, there's certain things that you possess so naturally that if you use them and work them, can lead you to great riches. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now Mars moves into Aquarius, and for you, Libra, this is wonderful news. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars moves into the fifth house, the start of a brand new two-year loving period. You see, Mars is sex, and the fifth house is love. And put this together, and certainly it can mean sexy, loving times to come. But it might not just be for a person. It could also be for something that you do and get behind. What an enterprising period now. Here's your Thursday stars. The moon's in Pisces. This is to do with your health. A lot of it is anyway. Or is there somebody around you that you need to sort out? But health and medical matters really do come to the fore with these stars. So be a good Samaritan to yourself. If you've got aches and pains and things that you need to sort out, then do it. Don't leave it till another day. And if somebody around you needs a shoulder to cry on, then proffer it. All of these things will come back and give you great love in return. Here's your Friday stars. The moon is now in your seventh house of relationships. Links to Mars, links to Jupiter, so we've got joy. This is ideal if you're thinking of popping the question or if you're thinking of tying the knot, because this is all about love, but it's also a commitment to somebody else. It might be just as much a business relationship or partnership as well as love. But you know what they say, especially for you, Libra, two heads and hearts beat better than one.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.